Hello, everybody. This is Joseph Pasek up on Burnin.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app, available on iOS and Android, with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports. Welcome to a small edition of EPL Back of the Net, since there's a break this week. But let's get to, you know, the table here. 31 matches in for Liverpool, top of the table with 76 points. Manchester City, 30 matches in, 74 points. Between these two teams, because it's between these two teams, who finishes on top of the table, John?
I think it's Manchester City. I think that Liverpool has been thinking too hard. And I think that with their international competition, I think that they've been kind of pressing. And you've noticed in their run of results that while you look at what they've done and the last handful of matches, it's been just a strange run, honestly, for Liverpool, where you're going up against teams that you should beat, and you end up with draws and sometimes losses in general. I mean, you look at the match against Fulham. Let's go back to last week, where you had a chance to put them away, you didn't, and then it ends up being a tremendously lucky thing. I mean, it was a Virgil van Dijk own goal that put Fulham on the board to draw you at one, and it took you practically to the death to get the win. So to have these kinds of things go down, you have a derby against Everton where you draw. You have a rivalry game against Manchester United where you draw. You have a game against West Ham where you draw early February. You draw against Leicester. And it's just, you don't know which Liverpool you seem to get on a game-by-game, a match-by-match basis. So for me, I think just through the consistency of what we've seen, I think that Manchester City has a better grip on things when it comes to what they want to do in the Premier League. If they win 1-0, then they win 1-0. That's fine. Just get the one goal, get out of town. I think that with Liverpool, I think that you're seeing just a lot of pressing back and forth and not being comfortable with their place. So I've got to go with Manchester City.
And Manchester City, goal differential, they're up by 6 with plus 58 over 52. Now, here from 3 to, let's say, 6, who finishes in what place? Right now, Tottenham's 3rd, 4th Arsenal, Manchester United 5th, and your team Chelsea 6th.
Yeah, no. And before we go any further, just obviously sending the warmest thoughts and vibes to our friend, the living legend, Norm Rumack, after the passing of his mom. And I know that everybody here at Barnburner is thinking about him. And so I just wanted to put that out there. As we talk about Chelsea, I think that Manchester United and Arsenal, I think, are going to battle for 3 and 4. Mauricio Pochettino, the head coach of Spurs, has said that it's going to be a tall order for them to finish where they are because, I mean, it's two straight transfer windows where you haven't had anything come in, and it's been a tough run for him. So I think that with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who I'm still stunned doesn't have the job full-time at Manchester United. I mean, for me, it should be Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Manchester United, having the job, end of story. So I think that Manchester United finishes 3rd. I think Arsenal, as they still try to find themselves, finish 4th. I think that Spurs finish 5th. I think Chelsea finishes 6th.
All right.
But it's still going to be a big group because right now you're only 4 points separating 3 through 6. I think it'll be hot and heavy all the way to the end.
All right. That's John Freeman Nelson. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest way is on the Twitters at OSG Nelson. You can reach out to me there anytime. You can also follow along at OSG Sports. And don't forget to download both the OSG Sports app and the Soccer Down Here app so you can keep up with all the news, whether it's in soccer on the Soccer Down Here side or college football, wrestling, lacrosse, everything else that comes across our table, self-help, sports talk, NBA, all that kind of stuff over on the OSG Sports side, available on iOS and Android.
People are asking, when is iOS, online sports guys, when are you going to have a curling show? Does Phil Kanner want to have a curling show?
Well, we'd have to figure out who we're going to talk to on a weekly basis.
Hurry hard! Hurry hard!
If we could get Cheryl Bernard or Jennifer Jones to talk about it on a weekly basis, I'm all for it.
All right. Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.